Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
My pleasure.
So give us a snapshot. What is Adults Learners Week?
Adult Learners Week is run in community centres and libraries all across Australia, and it's a wonderful opportunity for people who either haven't succeeded in their schooling or for people who have become disengaged for a whole range of reasons. You know, perhaps a partner died, or perhaps they've been sick and they're recovering, or they've been out of the workforce and lost their confidence and are keen to get back into the workforce. It's a very gentle way for people to come back into learning. It's informal learning, and it's done in a manner which is non-judgmental, it's very inclusive, and it covers a massive range of possibilities and content. It could be anything from learning to cook, learning to garden, learning to play an instrument, doing art or craft, or perhaps learning digital technology, how to use a mobile phone, or any of those sorts of things. And what it does is addresses the needs of the learner quite deliberately and quite individually. So it helps the learner to develop the knowledge and or skills that he or she wants, and also gives them the confidence to be able to apply that in their own context.
Which is individuality of the learning, of course, being very important for this particular situation.
Indeed.
Can you give us a bit of a history behind Adult Learners Week?
Sure. Adult Learners Week, it's held every year, the first week of September. There's the opportunity for those who engage in adult community education, or ACE, from the point of view of a provider. They've got the opportunity to develop courses that actually suit, once again, the specific needs of people. They can also apply for funding to run courses and or events or activities, particularly during this week. And the website, which is adultlearnersweek.org, you can get onto that website and you can see all of the range of activities and possibilities that are going on all over Australia this week.
And what are your favourite activities that you think we'll all be able to look forward to this week?
Look, I think the favourite thing for me is the opportunity to try something different. Your introduction was excellent, and it is about the older workforce primarily, and it is about assisting them with their needs, helping them get back into the workplace if that's what they want to do. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that's very important, and research substantiates this considerably, is for people's own health and well-being, curiosity is one of the things that we need. Mm-hmm. And curiosity is stimulated through learning. So this is a wonderful opportunity to have a gentle introductory taster to something that might be quite new. You might have thought perhaps of learning a musical instrument, so you go off to somewhere where there's a music session. You might be retiring and thinking of perhaps you'd be interested in a veggie garden or something. Mm-hmm. So you can go to a gardening workshop and just sort of learn some of the rudimentary steps set that up and to get involved in a very easy way.
Well, that's
apart
fantastic.
From the learning, though, you're also developing new friendships, you're, you know, re-establishing yourself with connectivity with other people and engagement in the community. The spin-offs are just amazing, and so one thing leads to another, and so you might do a taster now, but that could lead to goodness knows where into the future.
Well, that's fantastic. What are some of the ways that the government can help facilitate this continued adult learning?
Well, there is formally an adult education course called ACE, which is Adult Community Education. Now, that's funded differently in different states, but it's a very important methodology for people to re-engage with learning for whatever reason. They may have become disengaged, or they might have been disillusioned by the formal academic system. It's that wonderful opportunity to get involved, to build that confidence, to build friendships. And your introduction, when you spoke about the need for people to be able to transfer from one job to another, what sits behind it, you're absolutely right, of course, and what sits behind that is what is often referred to as foundation skills, sometimes called the soft skills. Mm. These are things like the ability to time manage, the ability to communicate, the ability to use technology, the ability to have some self-management and self-direction. And ACE, or Adult Community Education, builds that confidence in people, and it gives them the opportunity to develop the skills they want as well as that opportunity to practice them and apply them. And the development of the confidence is just quite incredible, and also the connections that they make with people. It can often lead to more formal learning where people go on and do qualifications and then have amazing success in their life, whereas up until this point they've been too nervous to perhaps go into an institution such as a TAFE or a private registered training organisation to undertake more formal learning. This is a gentle way to get back into the learning space.
It's definitely a fantastic entry door for them. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Paul.
My pleasure, and all the best to you, and may everybody enjoy the Adult Learning Week activities that are available to them throughout Australia.